out. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Hear Me Out. My name's RJ.
My name's Blay, and this is the podcast where two selfish best friends, RJ and myself, try to become better friends by convincing each other to take up a new hobby, explore a new passion, or just generally have an open mind about something cool. Every week we have a new theme, we have a new expert guest, and the loser today is going to donate to a charity. RJ, what is the charity we will be donating to today, and what is our theme for this episode?
Today's charity that one of us will be donating to is proliteracy.org. They're the largest adult literacy and basic education organization in the United States. 43 million adults in the U.S. struggle with basic reading, writing, and math skills. Proliteracy removes all the hurdles that stand in the way of them accomplishing their goals. If you guys also want to donate, you can go to proliteracy.org.
I love that. Reading's such a big part of my life, and I think everybody should be able to read. That's great.
Absolutely.
So what's our theme? Are we learning how to, you say I should learn how to read?
No, you know how to read. Today's theme, you're a smart guy. And
I'm clever. I'm not smart.
You're a pretty smart guy.
I'm clever.
But you have a good memory. You're a pretty smart guy.
Okay, buttering me up.
And
where's the other shoe?
I think that you and I should go play some bar trivia. I think it would be so much fun.
Podcast over. Episode over.
I think it would be a great time. Today's guest is my favorite person to play bar trivia with.
Okay.
For a variety of reasons.
Such a specific.
He's also the best person I've played bar trivia with on my team. And that's Ray O'Brien. Good friend, Ray O'Brien. Hi, Ray.
Hi, how's it going?
Thank you for joining us. Ray, how long would you say you've been playing bar trivia in your life? Like, did you start when you were three? You're so good at it.
For bar trivia, because you are entering a space that serves alcohol, I've been playing since I was 22.
Yeah.
So I've been playing for 13 years.
You've been playing 3 months. You are 20. You just turned 22. 3 months.
I started in Cincinnati, a place called Mount Lookout Tavern, which used to have a $100 prize, straight cash. Every week.
Wow. Nice.
Oh my God.
That's an amazing gift. Prize.
Them's pre-pandemic numbers.
And how many times did your team win at the Mount Lookout Tavern?
I would say we had a 40 to 50% win percentage. So we would win slightly less than half the time.
That's amazing.
Jesus Christ.
And how many? All right. So let's do this. Just to give a basic, like, what is bar trivia for people who don't really know? What would you say is the setup for bar trivia, Ray? Like, is rounds? How does it usually work? If somebody's never been before,
you're going to a bar and you're on teams of, normally most places will cap it about teams of six or so. If you bring in more than that, break into two teams, you'll be sitting at the tables just like you were normally at the bar. There will be a trivia caller, a host, an MC, however they want to refer to themselves, who will be asking questions. The questions will be round-based. There are usually about six rounds, 5 to 7, I would say, is the standard. The rounds will have themes. They will go through the questions within a round, which you will write on sheets that are provided for you. You'll turn them in. They'll score them. And sometimes they'll have fun little bonuses between the rounds. Usually these bonuses are not connected to your actual score for the whole night, but they'll be for like free shots or for apps from the bar or just something like that.
Love it.
And sometimes the rounds there'll be a video round where they'll have a projector up and you'll have to look at pictures. Sometimes they'll play music and they'll want to know the artist singing the song.
And they're not always, these trivia things aren't always like super hard. Like I have been, Ray took me one time to a place in Santa Monica that has incredibly hard bar trivia where you were basically like filling out a test as you were playing trivia. It was insane. And the bar was filled with previous Jeopardy winners or Jeopardy contestants. It was crazy.
Were you naked? Because this is a nightmare I've also had.
No, it was insane. I did not belong there. Ray was fine there. I couldn't hang.
I've been there about a dozen times, and oftentimes I'm the dumbest person in that bar. It is where when you go on Jeopardy, they'll send you there before the taping to like prep. And yeah, a lot of former Jeopardy champions there, a lot of former like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire champions there. Whoa. Not champions, but people who got like $125,000. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
A lot of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills are also there, just randomly.
Just there, yeah, they're not playing.
I did play on a team with the bassist for the Runaways there, so all sorts of different.
Was
people.
He? How was he?
The Runaways is a female band. It's a she.
How was she?
And she was very good.
You are bad at trivia.
Yeah,
it is. It's Joan Jett's former band. It's an all female band.
Yeah, music's not my category.
here's my thing. So, Ray, I have to say, you know, you might be the smartest person I've ever met. You are so smart. Not only are you smart, like RJ buttering me up because he's trying to get me to say that
you're
I'm gonna
a smart
play
guy.
Okay, but I think that like I see you and I think see you are smart. I would say I'm clever. And one thing I think. That I think I trick people into being smart is I have a pretty good memory. But you, Ray, do you have a photographic memory?
I do not.
It's close though.
It's like a sporkographic memory.
You have like a tintype memory. You have like a pinhole camera memory. It's close to, right?
I like to try to remember things. It's yeah.
That's a very, very low ball. You're lowballing.
Yeah, your skills. Like to try to remember things too. It doesn't work.
Like you said, it was even when RJ was like, well, what was that bar? And you were like, you said the full name of the bar. And I don't even know. I don't remember because I have a terrible memory. But yeah, you might have just said the date that you like first played trivia. Like you're such a smart. But like when you go into bar trivia, because people are drinking and some people are taking it seriously and some people aren't. So what is your, when you go in, are you always hyper-focused on winning? How are you treating bar trivia when you go into play bar trivia?
I'm always focused on the game.
Okay.
However, my number one rule is I never want to make it uncomfortable for people that are casually playing.
Like me.
Meaning if I've got
people on your team or other, are you like heckling other people? Like, you don't know it. You know, what do you mean?
If I have an answer, but I'm not sure of it, and somebody else has an answer, and they're not someone who knows a lot of answers and contributing, I'll oftentimes try and maybe take their answer. I don't 100% care about winning.
Okay.
But I am 100% focused on the game. Am I drinking? Yes, I'm drinking. I'm usually having 3 to 4 drinks.
Awesome.
But I'm not.
It is funny to get drunk. To play with Ray, it is funny because he is a very generous, like anyone can say he's clearly the best at trivia on the team, but he's very open to, and he's clearly the captain, right? He's the leader of the crew, but and as he should be, but he's very open to people like saying stuff. But as the trivia is happening, if he knows the answer, he's always writing it down immediately. Like there's no discussion. But then if somebody says something that's not on the paper, he's like, oh, well, I didn't put that down. So tell me why you think that's the answer. Wow. And normally people are like, oh, no, what you put is right.
This dude's winning half the time.
Yeah.
Like, to be fair, when I was winning half the time, I wasn't the best player on my team.
That's crazy. I can't even imagine.
With people who are...
Who, Ken Jennings? Who is even on your team? Like, that's crazy. Like, that's unbelievable. Like, oh, yeah. Well, my team consists of Ken and Jennings, Stephen Hawking, this ghost of Aristotle, and the guy who wrote the quiz.
Yeah.
To be fair, Ken Jennings does occasionally show up to the one in San Monica.
Oh, my God.
He's been there before, so.
Holy shit.
It's insane.
What do you think? So, for people who want to get better at bar trivia, what would be some advice you have? Like, have you noticed... like trends and questions? Do you have a strategy? Like what's your general advice for people who like want to take their skills to the next level?
So when people ask like, it's trivia-based knowledge. I would say the two things that I do that help are there's a site called Sporkle.com.
I love Sporkle.
I love Sporkle.
And what it is it's like quizzes that you like elements of the periodic table, and you just open it up and you type as many as you can, and you've got 10 minutes or whatever, and they'll all populate on the list as you type them. And it just helps you remember as many as you can. And I've taken those quizzes to the point where I now know all the countries of the world just because I took the Sporkle quiz until I could do it. But things like that. And then the it's dying out now, but the phone app trivia.
Trivia type of thing?
I don't want to call it a fad because it was a lifestyle for me, but that that wave was something that helped a lot also.
And
like
we've
heard those.
Yeah.
I had like an entire, it was HQ was one of them, but I had like a folder on my phone with like 10 of them. And I'd.
Yeah, it was like a source of income for Ray.
Jesus Christ. My favorite. Like, you took it really seriously. Sorry, go ahead.
No, sorry.
You took it really seriously, HQ.
I played HQ every day, yeah.
Damn. And how much did you win? Did you win like serious cash?
So not just HQ, from all of them combined, I believe I won $2,600.
Jeez. Oh my God. American?
American. But there were other ones also. The one I won the most on was one called Joyride. I also played Arena, which was hosted by a former podcast guest of yours. Becca Scott used to host a game on Arena.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
There was also one called Cash App, which RJ, I know, played because you didn't have to answer all the questions to get it correct. That one, you would answer like 7 questions and it'd give you 3 cents. So even if you weren't getting them all, you felt like you were getting something.
That's right. That's fun. I want a handout is what I want. Ray, can we talk about my favorite moment of playing bar trivia with you? It was at a place called Jake's in Pasadena. And it was like,
I know the moment you're referring to.
This basement. Yeah. Of course you do, dude. You have to.
Of course
he, it was a tiebreaker. And I'm probably going to fuck up this story, but it was a tiebreaker. And the tiebreaker questions in trivia are usually crazy. And it's like, who can get the closest? Like, how many? It's the equivalent of like, how many marbles are in this jar question, right?
Okay.
So the question this night, we sent two people up. Ray was the person going against the other person. And the question was, was it the land area in square miles of Russia?
Yes.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Which is a crazy, like, it's like, whoever gets the closest wins trivia. So the person that Ray is up against thinks about it for a second, writes down a number, hands it to them. And Ray's up there and he's on his paper against the wall and he's like, writing out like notes. I can't see what it is. I assume he's writing maps and maybe there's math happening. It was insane. So much so that the trivia host was making fun of Ray a little bit. He was like,
this guy's
going to get it. Like, oh, look at him. He thinks he's doing math, whatever. And it was so awesome. Ray turned in the paper. And how close were you to the square miles of Russia?
I was within 1%.
It was insane.
The best part is because I'm against the wall with pencil and paper, he knows I'm not on a phone cheating. Like he can see me doing it.
Yeah.
The time.
Yeah. Wow. And what did he say? Was he just like, you now get my mantle?
He just got his face dropped a little bit because now I'll admit it's more luck than RJ was giving it credit for, but I know the general latitude and longitude lines. And I was using those as like how many miles I thought across versus down. And
that sentence is crazy. I know the general longitude and latitude lines of fucking Russia.
Maybe a little bit of luck, but knowing the longitude and latitude takes some of the luck away. I think
that helps,
but I didn't like contour it or anything. I kind of made it a block and then I adjusted for how far north it was of the equator. And then it just ended up being real, real close.
It was the closest thing to a standing ovation in trivia that I've ever seen. It was amazing.
Were you a smart kid? Were you always smart?
I didn't get the best grades, but I was always smart. I was always in the advanced math classes, the advanced reading classes, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm just wondering if I ever had any hope of being smart, or if it was screwed from the beginning. I think from the beginning, it was just a bad scene.
I did not.
There was like a lot of carbon monoxide in the delivery room for me.
Despite what you've said, I'm prepared to argue today that you are smart.
Oh.
That you're not just clever, that you're smart.
We'll see.
Oh, I love it. Well, on that note, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll argue that Blay is smart and that he should play bar trivia. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nolan Sykes, and I'm one of the hosts of Past Gas. Past Gas brings you a weekly episode about the most amazing, scariest, craziest, and weirdest moments in automotive history. From Formula One to flying cars to races through the jungle, we cover it all on Past Gas. You don't have to like cars to like our show. You just have to like great stories and larger-than-life characters. I'll tell you what, Past Gas has a bunch of them. Past Gas by Donut Media. Check it out.
And we're back. So we have the amazing, the incredible, one of our favorite people in the world, Raymond O'Brien.
Yes, sir.
Here on the podcast. And RJ and Raymond are going to try to convince me, apparently, to play bar trivia. Gentlemen, let's get into it.
Let's do it. Ray, I'm certain you have great arguments that I am very excited for you to add on and bolster to my very weak 3 points that I'm about to make. So feel free to jump in at any moment with anything you got. So my first very basic, easy argument as to why, Blay, you should come play bar trivia. By the way, if it wasn't clear earlier, as someone who is not very smart and not very good at trivia, I love doing it. And that is that it's a fun thing to do with your friends at a bar, and to use one of your old podcast arguments against you that was for me, it's kind of like, it's almost the equivalent of like a board game. It's a game at a bar. So, you know, one of the things you and I hate about going to bars is the small talk. You gotta like the,
hate it.
I hate it. Like the talking to people for no reason. Like, let's just drink and leave type of thing. This is an activity where everyone can have fun and focus conversation.
I see. All right. I mean, okay. Let me just say a few things just right up top, which is I appreciate that argument. And really, you're coming out of the gate swinging because, you know, that's one of my least favorite things in the world. Ray, I can't stand, and we've talked about this many times, any forced social interaction situations, haircuts, Ubers or Lyfts or whatever, you know, like any of that stuff. I hate
massages.
Like, it makes my teeth itch. I hate it. I can't stand it. So, and bars, similar thing. However, I will say at a bar, I've drank alone many times and will, and am looking forward to drinking alone again in a public place. I don't feel necessarily like I have to talk to people at a bar. People try to talk to me and I'm just like, huh? And I just, you know, drink and then walk away. So it does. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily think it's like, I've never been in a bar and been like, felt like I've needed to talk to somebody.
Well, like if our pals, our buddy Dell, you know, loves tiki bars. If he's like, hey, we've got a group of people going to the bar, come hang out. It's like, that's fun for like 20 minutes, but then it's nice to have some kind of focused conversation.
Something to talk about. Ray, do you think, now let me ask you a question. Ray, when you're on a bar trivia team, is there any interaction with any other team?
Yes.
Or you guys are just your own bubble.
So this was one of my arguments. Uh-oh. Is it's a great way to meet new people. Because I know probably...
I know probably
6 or 7 or so people that I have done stuff with outside of bar trivia.
Whoa.
That I met exclusively while playing bar trivia.
Whoa.
RJ knows a couple of them. Some of them have been the hosts. Some of them have been people on their teams. Sometimes when RJ and Mara and my usual crew can't make it and I go solo, I'll get to jump on another team with people that I've I've met.
Yeah, but you're a smart dude. Yeah, they're gonna let you jump on the team. Of course, they're gonna let Captain Jack Sparrow on the pirate ship. He's the best.
But
like
what
me,
I'm saying
they're
is,
not gonna pull me aboard. They're gonna be like, get the fuck out! You're just fucking stupid. You're wearing a Gears of War shirt. Which, by the way, no. I am wearing a Gears of War shirt. So it's like, you know what? No one's gonna let me on the team, regardless of how passionate I am about Gears of War 5. More Gears, more war.
That's their loss when the Gears of War round comes up and they're everyone's looking at you like, oh.
It's true.
There you go. Thank you. It's very nice you say. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I don't know. I don't know if this holds water. I will say, could I meet like a lady in trivia?
Totally.
Then I might be into it. Otherwise, but I feel like it's creepy to try to be like, oh, yo, what do you think about this question? It's fucking like, I would hate that person. So I don't know. The thing is, I've never walked into a bar and there's been trivia going on and been like, oh, yay, they're doing trivia. Never once in my life. Many times I've walked in and been like, oh, fuck, they're doing fucking trivia. Let's get out of here. Let's go drink in the street, which is where I usually end up.
I think that's because you're going to the bar and you're not planning on doing the trivia. It's something
right.
that is
a that's a, that's a, that's correct.
It's a wrench in your gears of war.
Yeah.
It's the if you're planning on going there, if you're going there for the bar trivia, it's an entirely different mindset.
Okay, fair enough. I see what you're saying. Like you're saying, like because it's as if I'm going to the bar and I'm planning on drinking and I show up and there's no alcohol at the bar. I'm very upset. Same thing. However, if I was planning to go to the bar and not drink, I would show up and there's no alcohol and I'd be like, oh, this is great, which would never happen because I'm an alcoholic and that's called a coffee shop. It's not.
Yeah, it's a bar.
I just called a Subway and I'm eating a footlong. So, all right. I see what you're saying. All right. So you think new people. Well, thing is, though, I don't like new people. I don't know. I don't accept. I can't get down with this. I just can't get down with this argument. That it's like a way, like what? It's like a way to focus fucking conversation? Is that your argument?
The first argument? Yeah. It's
something
it's,
to talk about?
Yeah, gives you something to talk about at the bar. Which we all know.
I've got all these different rashes covering my body. That's my main go-to.
Talk about that.
That's my main go-to.
It could be with new people or old people. It doesn't matter.
But this is the thing I'm saying. That's what I hate, though. It's the same thing. How is this different, Ray? How is talking about trivia different than getting a haircut? I'm talking about the haircut. This is so great. I'm in the Uber. Oh, hey, you've been working long tonight? How long you driving tonight? Everybody's the same conversations. So now I'm at a fucking bar with trivia, and I'm being like, isn't this trivia-y?
No, that's the beauty of it. That is the difference of it, is because...
What's the difference?
When you go to get a haircut, there is nothing to talk about. You talk for 1 second about what haircut you're going to get. This is okay. Just like when you normally go to a bar. There's nothing to talk about other than the small talk bullshit that you talk about for a second.
Well, that's
but
okay.
Then you have something.
So
focused.
What? Now I'm having a conversation about the Elgin marbles.
You're playing
or
a game. Like, you love games. It's a game.
I do love games.
It's a game.
Mind games. Okay.
Let me get into the second argument. Let me get into my second argument. That might open up some more.
We're tabling that one. We're tabling it.
We'll unlock some other things for Ray. We got this is the weakest argument. I'll admit.
Great. Well, let's get into it.
But it is, you will gain something if you go to bar trivia. That could be, you've kind of already poo-pooed on a new relationship or meeting someone or whatever.
Yeah,
so
I'm gonna
forget
up.
That.
Go on. Yeah.
But I even mean like a friend or whatever. Like,
yeah, no,
clearly if you're going to bar trivia, you're going to know the people you're going to play bar trivia with. You're not going to go solo like Ray.
Yeah, they're going to be like, whoa, how did you know we were here? They're going to be like, whoa, how did you find us?
Yeah. So maybe you won't gain a friend, but you will gain, most likely, you will gain some knowledge.
Okay.
I learn a ton. That is one of the reasons I like to go, because I learn so much from people like Ray and the other teams that are there that know what the hell they're doing.
That's right.
And then the more materialistic thing is, if you win, you win a prize. Ray said he won $100.
That's true.
40% of the times you went to that one bar, like you get free. And sometimes there's like drinking rounds where it's like not really trivia and everybody wins a round of drinks and it's, you get stuff.
I do like competition and I like games and I like learning new things. Ray, do you get heated in these trivia? Do you like, you're like, oh, we got a fucking, we're behind by 2 points. Do you get like insane or are you kind of cool as a cucumber? What's your?
It depends on my team. So my competitive level rises and falls with the team that I'm on.
Okay.
First of all, RJ should note that the $100, that's easily the top prize I've done. I did not put compensation on my list of reasons you should do it because it's normally not going to cover your tab for your team. The average prize in LA is about $30 to $40. And if you're with a team of four and you're drinking, your bar tab's going to be over 100. So the house is always going
to
win.
But didn't you go to some like tournament of champions in Boston for bar trivia?
Jesus, what?
Yeah, but that one, I didn't come close to winning. We finished like 122nd out of 200.
But if you would have won, what was the prize for that?
The prize for that one, so that's the Geeks Who Drink Geek Bowl. It's $10,000 maybe, something like that.
$10,000. You just got to win that once and you're good.
$600,000.
But you have to not miss a question basically to win that one.
Jesus.
I would say the compensation is not a factor, really. What you are going for is you're going for, I would say, gaining knowledge is an important thing.
Yeah.
So let's focus more on that.
Yeah, making new friends. I maintain that I think Blaze incorrect on the conversation of haircuts and the conversation of trivia being...
Okay.
Because the coolest conversations you have are when you get something that no one else at the table knew... And they ask, how did you know that? And then you've got a cool story to go with how you knew it.
That's okay.
So you're getting stories about your life, about a cool thing you did that made you learn this. It makes you think about, wait, how did I know that?
But here, Ray, if I could just interject quickly. This kind of cuts to the heart of one of the pillars of hate that I feel for bar trivia, which is, isn't bar trivia... just a forum for people to brag about shit? Like, I know this, I know that. Oh, I know about the Elgin Marbles because I lived in Greece. Like, is it just a bunch of people bragging to each other about dumb shit and getting drunk? Like, that's kind of my issue with why I hate it.
I'm not going to say you're entirely wrong, but I think that that perspective is from somebody who thinks... they have nothing to brag about. I think that...
I can't stand braggarts. I can't stand them. It's kind of like... see, here's my nightmare scenario, which is I go to karaoke, which I despise, and there's always the person at karaoke who's like waiting for this moment.
Yeah.
All week. They're working at their job and they're at their desk and they're like, I can't wait for fucking Thursday night and I'm going to get up and sing all those cool Papa Roach songs or whatever the fuck. It's actually more like Rent. I was literally at a karaoke bar and Joey Fatone, by the way, and some girl, they do a Rent song that's like 20 minutes. And you know, she's like, la, 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 we got to pay our fucking rent. He's like, we got to pay the rent. And you just know they love this shit.
Yeah.
Maybe incorrectly and unfairly put bar trivia in the same category. It's like people are like, they're just fucking jerking off, reading like the Q encyclopedia so they can know all the Q words when the thing comes up on Thursday night.
I get what you're saying, because I feel the same discomfort with like karaoke and stuff like that. The difference, I think, is that this is a competition. And the point is to bring skill of some kind. You don't think when you go to a basketball game, these guys are just fucking jerking each other off because they can all play basketball so well. They're like,
yeah, but they're competing. Also getting paid millions of dollars.
Well, no, but even if it's a basketball game at the YMCA, it's a competition. So you're bringing.
Are you hanging out at the YMCA a lot?
I've gone
basketball
to the pool sometimes, and I'll catch a game if I'm there.
But the guy wearing, it's the guy who doesn't wear underwear hanging out watching us.
Yeah,
here he's going to trivia later.
Guy in the Speedo. Yeah,
the guy in the Speedo. It's weird. That you're watching basketball, you know. I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
But yes, you know what I'm saying. It's a competition, so you're bringing a skill set that maybe you've practiced, and now you can, if you have the chance to show it off. I think it's okay in this forum. If it, you know, just like American Idol is a singing competition where those karaoke people can go compete, and if they suck, they lose. Right?
You had me until you started saying American Idol, and now you lost me again. But okay, go on. All right, fine. Okay, I understand. All right, what's your third argument?
All right, third argument is the one you might have the most trouble wrapping your head around, but it is the best.
Why are you picking these?
It's the best
argument. First of all, your second argument, you're like, this is my weakest one. This is one is like, you're not going to understand
because
my third argument.
I've decided.
Why are you picking better arguments?
Because I've decided. No, they're great arguments, but I've decided on this podcast to just come straight in, be upfront on it, rather than pretend like they're all whatever.
I like it. Well played.
There is something about everyone in society has a rival, right?
Ooh,
and
okay.
When you go to bar a nemesis, and that is some of the best shit in life. When you have, or when you know, like, oh, Ray walked in, and his fucking nemesis, the guy who beats him sometimes, or he beats him some. So trivia is an awesome way to develop. It can be team or individual neighborhood. Rivals.
Oh God!
It happens, Jesus. And it's amazing.
Okay, I'm down. Ray, do you have a nemesis? Do you have an arch enemy? Do you have a foe? Do you have a Moriarty?
So every bar we've been to in LA, we've always had that other team where we win, but they also win.
Yeah.
When we went to Jake's, it was two guys who are from Caltech. Yeah. When we went to Bernie's Beanery, they didn't have team size limits, so it was a team of 40 people called the Pasadena Peeps.
And we hated them.
Yeah. At Blind Donkey, it's a guy named Thomas and his other friend who's pretty dang smart. There's always that other team. RJ is correct that you walk in, they know you're there, you know they're there.
I like that.
And when it's when it's on that good level, other teams know that they're there. Like it's the like LeBron. That. It's great.
I like that. I'm a storyteller. I enjoy it. That is like the only thing I like about sports is like the arc,
the drama,
the arc of the competition, the drama. I'm heavily into that. If I could get I've been looking for a new nemesis. I'm going to be honest, man. You know, that's the hard thing. We're trapped in our houses. I can't get a nemesis. Yeah. I can't get an arch enemy going. You know, like I just was having this conversation the other day and guys, Ray, I know you're going to feel strongly about this. Superheroes are really only measured by their villains. To be a good superhero, you need a good villain. Who is Batman without the Joker?
Right.
Who is Superman without Lex Luthor? You know what I'm saying? Like, in many ways, it really is the nemesis that elevates
to
the next level. So I'm into that.
That's
right,
true.
Right? I mean, don't you think?
I think that's a very...
The Flash is cool, but who the fuck is the reverse Flash? Like, God damn it. Like, you know, like what the fuck is that? You know, what's that about? Like, you know.
Exactly. It doesn't get tested the way the
I know.
You gotta sharpen your knife on a good whetstone to make it the best.
That's right. Exactly. That's right. Okay. All right. Okay. That's a good one. That's a great argument.
Ray, you got anything else to throw on the pile here before we take our break?
Yeah, so I was going to say, I think that it's important to, whenever you walk into a bar, no matter what, whether you're trying to impress the ladies, whether you're just trying to have a good time with people around you, I think it's important to commoditize what you are good at. And for me, that is trivia. Blaine's got a lot of things. He's a handsome guy. He's a witty guy. He can work those. But I think he's also a very smart guy. And I don't think he's giving himself the credit for that. Maybe he might be like, oh, I don't know the capital of Columbia or Newton's third law of thermodynamics or anything. But
I know Asimov's third law, but not Newton.
The trick about bar trivia is, A, it is very pop culture heavy. And you are in a pop culture world where you know a lot of things about music, movies, video games. Those constitute 30% of the questions. And a round that is always there across every bar trip I've ever walked into is current events. And you are the most current event tapped in person I know.
But can I just say, though, like, you know, I don't mean to denigrate the amazing dramatic events that are bar trivia. But I just think I drag a team down and I feel like I muddy the waters because, you know, when I get drunk, I get a little bit rowdy. Okay. Nancy likes her boozy booze. Okay. And I have a little fun with it. And so I think the thing is, I've always kind of had bad experiences with bar treatment because I'm like, how to, like, what's that word in French? A fucking asshole. I'm an asshole, a complete asshole. And so I think the thing is, if I could take it seriously and I didn't treat it like karaoke, maybe I could put the very nice things that you're saying, Ray, into use. As it is, I'm more like, I don't know. I'm more like oil and vinegar and water mixed together. I don't even know what the metaphor is.
You can't bring negative knowledge to a team, though. In karaoke, you can be like way off key.
You can, though.
Things around.
You can. Negative knowledge is called a wrong answer, and insisting upon it is exactly negative knowledge. That's exactly what I do. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, there's a reason why we haven't played bar trivia and why you win 50% of the time. Those two things are not separate.
So you think if Arj and I know an answer, y'all convince us that another answer is incorrect just by being insistent on it?
When I was in sixth grade, we went like on a weird like survival thing. I don't know. It was fucking Michigan. Michigan schools are crazy. We went on a survival thing out in the woods. And we had to make a shelter. And for some reason, based on literally nothing, one kid was like, oh, my dad makes me go camping all the time. You do it this way. I was like, no, you're wrong. And then they were like, all right, well, Blair, how should we make this? And I was like, this is the way you make it. And it let me tell you what it looked like. It was a tarp hung by four trees. This is not the way you make a shelter, by the way. And it sagged in the middle. And then I put a big pole in the middle, like kind of, I guess like a circus tent I was going for or something.
It's not bad.
No. No, that's not how you do it. No, that's exactly wrong. It was exactly wrong.
Thought outside the box.
Four giant, tarpy boobs hanging down as the roof underneath. And we couldn't even on our hands and knees, the tarp boobs hit our head. So, no, but I insisted upon it, and we got a failing grade. So that's what I'm saying. I don't trust myself. I know what damage I inflict. If the hurricane could choose to not come ashore, it should choose to not come ashore. That's why I feel like I shouldn't be doing bar trivia. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with my verdict.
Okay, and we're back. We're here with Ray O'Brien, the trivia king. I'll call him that. Blay, you've made some interesting... the reasons that you don't want to play bar trivia, to me, come from an internal... Like you, it's similar to when we had the podcast where we had, Firefox come on and basically you all were convincing me that I am cool enough to get a sports car. I didn't think I was. You are making it sound like that you're not good enough to be on a trivia team, which you totally are.
Well, no. I think my argument is this. All right. And I'll allow you guys to retort before I give my final verdict, but my argument against bar trivia is really, I do think I know some stuff. I know just enough to think I know everything. And that's the problem. I think, Ray, if I was dumber and
quieter,
less of a dickhead, dumber and quiet, I think I would be a great teammate. Because then I'd be like, wait, guys. No, it's Mixleplick was the genie that came from the fifth dimension that fought Superman. Nah. You know, like, I think if I was, you know, that's kind of my thing. I think I know just enough to be dangerous and to ruin a team. So I think it's a different thing than you not being cool, because you are cool and you just don't know it. I kind of think I'm smart, and that's the problem. You mix that with being an asshole.
I think, so, Ray, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that what you're explaining, what you're describing right now is actually a trivia asset. The opposite is worse.
To another team.
No.
Wait a second.
You'd be a plant.
Maybe
you'd be our plant. Yeah, you go out to the other team.
I go to another team.
Convince them all the wrong.
Wait, guys, hold on a second. I go to the nemesis team, and you're like, hey, And I pretend we don't know each other, and then I insist upon what I think is the right answer. And then they're like, no, it's Sinestro. It's not whatever, you know, like Thor's sister, whatever the fuck it is.
No, but what I'm saying is we've had people on our trivia team before who are quiet, and sometimes they don't have the right answers, but sometimes they do. And we're always like, oh, why didn't you say it? Why didn't you tell us? I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I think
Ray
is a strong enough... captain of our trivia team when we go, that he wouldn't let you derail us.
You'd be surprised what you know. And if, like RJ said, if I know the answer, I'm kind of writing it down. But when the round ends, I'm looking at the two or three, four blank spaces I remember there are, and I'm trying to crowdsource not just an answer, but just information on the topic from every person on the team.
Got it. Yeah.
So you know what? I could help with that. I could help with that. I think if you, Ray, okay, here's what I'm going to say. First of all, what was your first argument?
All right, so let me go through the arguments. The arguments are, it gives you something to talk about at a bar. Gives some focused gameplay. You don't have to do small talk, whatever. Great argument.
Awful argument.
Argument number two is you come away with something. You can win something. You can come away with new relationships. But most importantly, we've decided, is you come out with more knowledge. You can learn stuff playing trivia.
Yeah, okay.
For sure.
100%. Six out of 10.
And the last argument is, which is the best argument, is that you will develop a neighborhood rival.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love that. I need an enemy. All great heroes, and I consider myself a great hero, measured by their enemies. I need a good enemy. I need a nemesis.
That's true.
I need an arch enemy. You know what I'm saying? Someone I could just, we get in a knife fight on a waterfall and we both fall off and we die. But then I have to be brought back because Arthur Conan Doyle, you know, she got pressured by publishers because Sherlock Holmes was really, you know, successful and all that stuff and he hated it. Okay. But anyway, yeah. Okay. And go ahead.
The fact that you can make that reference means that you've got knowledge for trivia.
All right. I'm going to say this. So here's my verdict. I think, first of all, your first argument, what was it? It's something to talk about. I don't know, man. I got a lot to talk about. That's not, it's, I don't agree with that. What was the second argument? Come with knowledge. Fine. But it's like, you know, what knowledge really am I going to learn in bar trivia that's going to help me in my life? Probably.
What do you do?
Probably nothing. I hate that argument. Third one, great. Nemesis, that on maybe. On that alone, I might have said yes. But I think, guys, I'm going to say this. I think if we go with Ray, I believe in Raymond's ability as a shepherd of the trivia flock, as our Captain America to the Avengers, because it was Captain America, not Tony Stark, that was really the head of the Avengers. I think you are the leader that could keep my insane ideas and my raging ego in check and lead us to victory. So as long as, Ray, you are the head of our trivia team, I will go and play bar trivia with you guys. And also, let me just say, as an addendum, I don't have, that's how you pronounce that word. I will also, maybe a better idea, go as a plant to the Nemesis team and bring them down from the inside.
That's the best idea you've had.
That is a great idea. So my answer is yes, I will go with you. As long as Ray is the captain, I will do it, and I will be donating to this week's charity. RJ, hit us with the charity one more time.
Pro Literacy. If you guys also want to donate, it's at proliteracy.org. I love it, dude. I love that you're going to come, and even with the caveat that Ray's, I don't want to go really either without Ray, so this is great. This is perfect.
Right. Well, I love RJ, it. Our regular spot opens back up for trivia tonight.
Yeah!
Oh, the night that this podcast is airing, we might be at trivia.
I love it. All right, let's do it. You just got to, Ray, you really got to just tell me to just shut the fuck up, especially after a couple drinks, man. Just tell me to shut up. And then I'll probably be argumentative, but just don't listen to me.
I love it.
Unless you think I got the right answer.
Raymond.
I'm going to apply you. The drinks are on me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that should have been one of our other arguments.
Yeah, good God. That's the first argument.
I had a couple other hammers here that I was trying to.
This could have been our shortest episode. Yeah. Well, thank you, Ray, for joining us. And of course, everyone, you could tune into new episodes of Hear Me Out every Wednesday. Please rate and review us and tell your friends. If there's something you want us to debate, shoot us an email and hearmeout@gmail.com. Thank you to the amazing Brett Kushner for producing the podcast, the fantastic Strange Hotels for the theme song. And we'll see y'all next week. See you later. Bye.
See ya.